Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to talk about discernment. Discernment. Praise the Lord. Say discernment. Right. Discernment. Colon. Making wise choices. Discernment. Colon. Making wise choices. Praise the Lord. And I think it is very important this year, as you learn how to discern things, so you can make the best choice every time. Praise the Lord. Is it possible? Yes. It's possible that every time you make a choice is the best one. It is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's start this way. Jesus never gave opinions. He didn't give his opinion. There's nothing he said that was just his nice. You know, we give opinions. You can say, this is my opinion. I don't know, Sha. Praise the Lord. But he did not give opinions. He had opinions about everything. Just like you can have an opinion about everything. Praise the Lord. You can wonder, why is there yellow here? Why it would have been better? That's your opinion. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Right? You can have an opinion about where you should have been born. If it's left to you, UK, Canada, Ghana. That's your opinion. John 8 verse 26 quickly. So this is the first thing you must understand about God and his word when you read the Bible. Jesus is talking. He says, I have many things to say and to judge of you. He's talking to the Jews. He said, I have many things to say and to judge. You know, there are some people, as they have looked at you, they have judged you. You can never go taller than this. You can never grow taller than this. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said, I have many things. He says, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. In other words, I have many things to say. I have many opinions. Not just opinions, judgments. But I will only say the one God asked me to say. That is Jesus. So he didn't have opinions. And so when you read the word of God, don't read it like an opinion. Are you in this place? Don't think God is just telling you this one, no, but you can try something else. No. Everything Jesus said was a commandment from God. John 12 verse 49. John 12 verse 49 says, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. So everything that came out of Jesus' mouth was a commandment from God. So when he said, fear not, God was commanding you. Are you in this place? God was commanding you not to fear. It wasn't a suggestion. It wasn't, don't fear, but in case. No. It's a command from God. It's a command to you that you should not fear, and it's a command to your position that they are eradicated. Are you in this place? Fight distraction, praise the Lord. Say, for the Father which sent me gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. So everything he said was a commandment from God. Luke 12 verse 22, let me show you one commandment. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. That's a commandment from God. That means you don't think, at times I should think about it. No, you must do the commandment of God. Are you in this place? It doesn't matter if people are saying, act like a serious person now. Think about this now. God commanded me, I should not take thought for my life. What ye shall eat? Are you in this place? He has it settled. It's a commandment. If God commands me not to think about food, I'm made. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Neither for the body what you shall put on. He It's a commandment. And so that means if we are learning about discernment, we should find out, has God commanded us how we should discern? How we should make choices? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there a commandment from God? So once you see something in God's word, you do it. Because it's a commandment. It's like a law. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So anybody who's saying things like, I know this is what the Bible said, but that means they have chosen to disobey God's commandments. Because the Bible is not a book full of suggestions for you. When Jesus spoke, he was commanding you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's nothing like God understands, now we're just afraid a little. No, he commanded you not to fear. So what has he commanded us concerning discernment, concerning making wise choices? What is his commandment? Let's start this way. Are you in this place? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John 4 verse 1. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit. It's interesting, isn't it? There are many spirits talking. There are many spiritual people. Someone is spiritual doesn't mean he's wholly spiritual. Even Satan is a spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a very interesting instruction. Remember, this is a command. It's not a suggestion. It says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. So there are spirits that are not of God. So someone came and gave you a prophecy for the year. He says what? Try it. Anybody that is offended that you want to try their word to you is not from God. The Bible says the wisdom from above that is from above is what? Intreatable. Meaning that can be challenged. After all, it is correct. Are you in this place? If you had bleach in front of you, and I said, don't drink this thing, it's bleach. And you argue, drink it. You will find out. Are you in this place? If I said, no, I will not take it. You must not drink the bleach. I said, no, you should start questioning what is about this thing. Because if it is truth, why am I arguing with you? Drink it first. We'll meet in heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he's telling you, don't believe every spirit. There are people that have believed spirits into trouble, into chaos. Someone told him, the next person you see will give you an opportunity, take it. What was the opportunity from the next person he saw? Kidnap. Praise the Lord. Or put you inside gallon to take you to Malaysia. He said, but the word came. Try the spirits, whether they are of God. What is he teaching you? Discernment. Learn to discern. Now he's talking to every Christian. Meaning that it doesn't matter who is telling you what. He says, try it, meaning that you can. Meaning there is a way to try the spirits. Are you in this place? Meaning that he's not leaving you shallow. Just remain like that. You might never know. No, there's a way you can try. There's a way you can. 1 Thessalonians 5. 5 verse 21. Praise the Lord. Let's read together. One, two, go. Prove all things. Some things? No. Meaning there's a way as a Christian you can prove something. He says, prove it. The word that came to you, prove it. Are you in this place? He says, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Meaning some things might not be good. Throw it away. The ones that are good, hold it fast. But prove it. For example, if you want to buy bananas, all right? Some look yellow, but they are very hard. Are you in this place? Or you want to buy bread, the fresh one. Most times you can feel it, you can smell it. So you prove it. If you touch this one, it's like rock. You say no. If you touch this one, it's soft, it's hot, you hold it fast. That's what he's saying. So he would not tell you to prove it if you could not prove it. There are standards you can use to prove the Spirit. You can use to prove all things. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me show you something. Go to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 39. 14, verse 37. It says, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge the things that are right unto you are the commandments of the Lord. So even Paul said, I'm writing things to you, but someone can prove it. Are you seeing that? He's saying someone can prove it. So if Apostle Paul thought his writings can be proved, who is that prophet that is angry? That he came to tell you something, say, you know what, let me go and tell the pastor. Then they get angry. This could be a brother, even in church. They bring information to you. They bring a word of prophecy to you. You say, this is nice, but I need to confirm. Why would you confirm? I will not give you word again. Tell him, bye. Are you in this? No. We're going to see it in God's word. That is one of the proof that is not from God. That is one of the proof. Or they say, this word is very secret. It is evil that is in the dark. Light exposes all things. This word is very, what I want to tell you now from God is very secret. Go to Togo. Don't tell anybody. I have connection. That is one of the proofs that it is not from God. And this year, you would have opportunities like that. Some are very good. Some are not from God. And so you have to what? Prove them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And when we study in God's word how to prove, remember, it's a commandment from God. Now remember, he says, test the spirit. That's a commandment in itself. So if you go and follow a spirit that is not from God and you complain tomorrow, you're the one that disobeyed God's commandment. Because he said what? Test the spirit. And then he tells us how to. How can I be sure that I'm making the right choice? How? The word of God has shown us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Go to Philippians 1 verse 9. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Before we go there, do you remember the Bible tells us of Nehemiah? And he was building a wall. And some men called him and said, come, let's have some conversation. Innocent calling. Are you in this place? It's like you're busy and say, come, let's talk a bit. But he knew that they had ill intentions. He discerned in that situation and he saved his life. So this year, there could be innocent callings like that. Are you in this place? Come, let's meet somewhere. Let me tell you, some people can be very wicked. Very wicked. You might not even know what is going on. You might go somewhere, return back home, and not know what has happened. Someone can say, I'm going to call the person now that taught me fraud. Let him just come so you see him. Then they tell you to come. You come. Ha, my guy. How far? Okay, if you go now. And you have gone home. In your mind, nothing happened. So every other person there, you're a fraudster. Prove all things. Are you in this place? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So when we're talking about making right choices, making wise choices, I said there must be some standards with which you use to measure, with which you use to test. And whatever standards you're using must be a standard of righteousness. Must be righteousness. John 7 verse 24. John 7, verse 24. Jesus is talking. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. In other words, appearance can be deceitful, deceptive. It doesn't matter how it appears. He says, no. Remember, everything Jesus said was a commandment from God. This is God commanding you. Don't judge according to... Resist the temptation. Don't do it. It doesn't matter how it appears. It doesn't matter how she appears. He appears. Don't do it. It says, judge righteous judgment. What does that mean? It means judge according to righteousness. So what is righteousness? The word of God is righteousness. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 114. And we'll look at 172. It says, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are what? Righteousness. And remember, everything Jesus said was a commandment from God. So all of the word of God is what? Righteousness. Not just right, but righteousness. And Jesus said, don't judge according to appearance, but judge righteous judgments. Meaning the word must be your standard. So someone says, so how do I do it? Someone wants me to invest in this business plan. How do I judge it? There is a way. Philippians 1 verse 9 to 10. Let's look at it together. It says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Meaning that he wants love to overwhelm what you know. He wants love to overwhelm how you judge. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter all you have read, all you have experienced. When it comes to making judgments, he wants love to overwhelm how you judge. Now, that might sound weak. Because usually when people are in love, in quotes, they act like fools. Are you in this place? You know what I'm talking about. They act crazy. But that is the love of the world. It says, let love overwhelm your judgment. It says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Verse 10. That ye may approve things that are excellent. This is amazing. He's saying that if your love, if love overwhelms your judgment, you approve excellent things. Meaning that that love can overwhelm how you see things. Are you in this place? Once love overwhelms your judgment, every decision you make will be an excellent one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says that ye may be what? Sincere. You can live a sincere life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When your love abounds. He says, and without offense to the day of Christ. Think about this. Meaning that till Jesus come, nobody can blame you for anything. That is possible. Meaning that you not make the wrong decisions until Jesus come. That's an amazing thing. Meaning he has looked at the timeline of your life until the Lord Jesus returns and he's saying, you will not make mistakes. It is possible. So you can make the right discernment at every given point in time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So love should be your guide. So what are the characteristics of love? Because when you say, let love abound, you make the right decision. Someone says, thank God, I even love him. So definitely, he's the excellent choice. No. God has to tell you what love is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And how to use love. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you don't burn your credit. 6 hours call. Is out of love? Is the right decision? No. It says, let love overwhelm your judgments. So what is love? 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. It should be love. So anywhere you see charity, it's talking about love. Same word. Are you in this place? All right. He says, love suffers long. Meaning love is patient. Someone comes and says, invest now. Now. I don't have time. I don't have patience. Put the money now. What else do you need? God provoked them to tell you they don't have patience. But love is patient. And if love overwhelms your judgment, that's a flag. Why don't you have patience? Why must I do it now? Calm down. Are you in this place? This is how you measure. This is how you discern. Why is he hurting you? Will you die tomorrow? No. So what is the problem? Praise the Lord. Or they give you an offer. Monday morning, accept afternoon, else. Praise the Lord. It says love is patient. Love is what? Kind. Any decision that is masked in oppression is not from God. Are you in this place? Or would oppress others? You know this business plan. Someone will suffer for it. You might enjoy, but someone will suffer. Like those people that do some multi-level marketing. You don't know what that is. Talking about MMM. Everybody knows someone will suffer. But it's not you. You will survive before the suffering. You will end before the suffering. Look at the standard. Because you can't see the face of the person, it means someone will cry. That's not born out of love. All the money people made MMM that they will not let us hear word years ago, it has finished too. Some are still waiting for the second coming. Meaning, when you compare it, it was a very poor choice. Praise the Lord. Man, it was a heart attack some people had. It says, love is kind. Love envieth not. Someone brings, you want to do something, but it's out of jealousy. Why are you upgrading your car now? Everything is fine with the car. The AC is working. The shocks are good. But someone else bought a better car. You might not admit it because envy is embarrassing. It's very embarrassing to say you are jealous. But that's why you are making a wrong decision. And someone says, but even if I did it, anything happened to me. Let me tell you something. Your relationship with God should not be consequential. If there's no consequence, you can do what you like. No, you do God's word because the word of God is your life. This is who you are. Are you in this place? It's not anything of, I did not do it now, did I die? No, that is a very shallow way of relating with God. You do God's word because the word is your life. For example, if I said all the ladies stand up in this place and some people stand up, then one person did not stand. And I say, if you don't stand up as a woman now, we flog you. The person still did not stand. But if you stand up, I'll give you $10,000. And the person stands. We should question what kind of person that is. This is not a he or a her, it's a shim. This is... Because why didn't you stand? You stand up because that is who you are. Nobody needs to reward you. Nobody needs to threaten you. This is who you are. That's why we do God's word. We are offsprings of the word. He says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but by the word of God. Are you in this place? This is who we are. This is why I do what I do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So now, because this is your life, you realize, hey, I don't make decisions out of envy. They have traveled abroad. So what? Nigeria is abroad to another country. Praise the Lord. Before you go and put video, you don't know what we are suffering here. You don't know what we are suffering here. Okay, but who asked you to go? Praise the Lord. So any decision that you find yourself making just because so-and-so did it, or you want to do better, is the wrong one. And there are people that can even tell you, didn't you see your neighbor? He did it and he has bought this. Why don't you buy it too? That is the wrong counsel. Are you in this place? This is how you discern. This is how you discern it. In fact, if you can, at times you can afford this, so this is not a thing of whether you can afford it or not. But you catch yourself, why do I want to get this thing? Because of this person? No. I pause it. Why? You're training yourself to respond to the word. To respond according to God's word. Praise the Lord. It says, love envieth not. So any decision made out of envy is the wrong one. Not just that. It says, love vaunted not itself, is not puffed up. Love does not boast. Anything you're doing so you can boast, any decision you're making so you can boast, is the wrong one. And who you're boasting to don't care. It's amazing. We learned it crossover. There are people that live their lives for others. They think when they ride into the compound with the Benz, people will see it and go, wow. Let me tell you something. People that don't have car, every car is cow. Are you in this place? It's those of us that probably have car and care that know there's a difference between the two. So that thing has bed logo. The other one is that car. Everything is car. So at times you're living your life for people who really don't care. The only reason why they care is because you're like an entertainment. Your life is entertainment. So they like to be entertained. That's all. Praise the Lord. For some of you, you have people that look popular around you. After you're done watching them, you go back home and think of what to eat. Have to think of your family. You sleep, you wake up, you don't see them. Shows you how irrelevant that is. So that's why you should not live your life for others. Any decision that you're making so you can boast. Someone gave birth to one, you want to born twins. Voila. It's not love. Think about what Jesus did. And PB was sharing with us. On that cross, the Bible says the chief priests and Pharisees taunted him. They said, if you are the Son of God, come down. And he could. Think about it. He could. After the beating, it's not enough. They hang him on the cross, it's not enough. Now they say, come down. He could have said, watch me. Would they have believed? No. Why? Because after he resurrected, the soldiers they put to guard the tomb went to tell him he had resurrected, though they still did not agree. They still paid people to lie. So if he had come down, it would have been a loss for him. And for us, thank God he didn't come down. Praise the Lord. PK was telling us how that when they came to arrest him and Peter reacted, he said, don't you know I can call my father? You send 12 legions of angels. It means that, come on, this is not, but he discerned it was time for him to go. So he had an option to make a decision that would make him puffed up, but he chose not to. Are you seeing that? That is the test. So any decision you make this year that you're doing it so people will know that you have arrived, it's not worth it, though. The people you're trying to prove to don't care. Oh, let me tell you free of charge. They don't care. You see that guy that goes, bye-bye, bye-bye, oh, oh, bye-bye. Is the money you're giving him he's interested in? You don't buy car, bros, bros. He goes back to his family. He doesn't care. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So any decision that you would make so that you show people is not from God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you learning something? Yes. Yes. Go to the next one. Verse 5. It says, love does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. Let's look at this easily provoked. Remember what I told you? Someone brings a word for you. You say, let me go and think about it. They get provoked. It's not from God. It says, love is not easily what? Provoked. So you don't do something because you are provoked. Does he know who I am? I'm going to buy that land. Now you're going to spend money because you are provoked. You're making the wrong decision. They disrespected you in the family meeting. Leave them. Let me tell you something. If someone disrespects you, learn to be happy. Why? Let God see what they did. I'm being serious. If they insult you, waka, you don't know anything. Look upon me. Because those are things that move God. Someone has made you lowly, you'll be exalted. No. David was running away from his son, Absalom, that had taken over the kingdom. And while he was running away, someone that had no business what was going on, a Benjamite, took stones and started stoning him. Wicked man. God has finally punished a whole king. And remember, his mighty men were with him. Stoning him. That one has no respect. You know, you don't threaten soldiers. That guy wanted to die. And the Bible says, while he was going, one of his soldiers said, should we deal with him? He said, leave him alone. Maybe God will see what he's doing and have mercy on me. Praise the Lord. So never do things out of provocation. To prove a point, it's not worth it. And then if anybody is easily provoked because you did not take their counsel immediately, that is not the voice of God. The Bible tells us about Ahab and Jehoshaphat. Are you in this place? And Ahab wanted to go and conquer Ramoth Gilead. And the Bible tells us that Jehoshaphat said, before we go, let us find out what God wants. Are you listening to me? And Ahab said, is it God you're looking for? Okay. He brought 400 prophets. 400 will fill this place overflowing. 400. And they all came and started prophesying, go in peace. God has given it to you. You have won. You know, but Jehoshaphat, being a good man, and God probably trying to save his life, thought, I've heard all these things, but is there not someone else? You know, you're a child of God. And there's an inward witness. At times, many people have confirmed it, but you just know there just might be something else. This is important. Many people saying something together doesn't mean they are correct, though. The Bible says that when Jesus was standing trial, they had many witnesses, many who knew that as they were lying, they would kill this man, but they didn't care. So don't think because many people are witnessing, it means it must be so. So Jehoshaphat said, is there no other prophet? Just one more, let's try. 400, he needed one more. And Ahab said, there's one, but I don't like him. Praise the Lord. This is very important, learn it. He said, I don't like him. Why? Because he doesn't prophesy good things about me. Let me tell you something. At times, someone might bring an idea to you. And you say, you know what? Let me go and tell the pastor. And you say, no, pastor will not understand. Why won't pastor understand? God might not tell pastor. It means that you know what you're about to do is not correct. The only reason why you're afraid that pastor or your father and mother would hear is because you think they will not agree. Because if you thought they would agree, you would go boldly for confirmation. Are you in this place? Let us save money. Let us save money so that we'll go to so and so. But you know what? Let's just ask pastor. No. That's already the sign. Because what do you think the pastor will say that would not be what God is saying? Praise the Lord. So Ahab said, that man doesn't say anything good about me. Jehoshaphat said, okay, let's bring him. Don't talk like that. So they brought him. His name is Micaiah. When he came, listen to this, I'm almost done. When he came, Ahab said, all right, Prophet Micaiah, should we go or not? Micaiah said, go. God is with you. Ahab was shook. He couldn't believe it. He said, Micaiah, have I not told you not to lie to me? And then Micaiah made things worse. He said, I saw a vision. And I saw all of Israel scattered. And God said, these ones have no shepherd. That's an insult. But the king is their shepherd. And he said, I'm seeing them scattered. They have no leader. He said, God is saying, if you go, you'll be defeated. Okay, here's my point. There were other prophets there. But there was one that was very outspoken. Zedekiah. Before Micaiah came, he even did some demonstration. He said, this is how you will win. Are you in this place? Now, after he's done saying, and Micaiah comes and said,
you will not win. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says the guy went and slapped him, easily provoked. Slapped him. I said, where did the spirit go from me to you? Easily provoked. So if you had this standard, you would know this is not the person. Did Micaiah punch him back? And all the prophets were now fighting. No. You know what Micaiah said? He said, go now. I said, if it's truth, you will not argue. Are you in this place? It's okay, go. You will not come back, Sha. And they arrested him. So anybody, and this is one of the most important tests. Anybody that gets angry, that you want to confirm. Yes, I just think we should date. But for now, let's keep it low key. Maybe we'll plan marriage next year. Say, ah, but let's tell pastor now. But we don't want to marry now. Keep it low key. He said, no, but I think, don't upset me. Easily provoked. What are you hiding? You don't know that brother would have asked 7 sisters. All of them are keeping it low key. They meet themselves, they greet. No, my sisters. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then they see the brother getting married. They are crying. It's not tears of joy. They've kept it low key until now. There's no key again. Praise the Lord. It's funny, but it's true. It's simple things like this that would have saved people a lot of problem. Simple things like this. There are families that have been scattered because they could not discern the voice of God. There are families like that. It says, love thinketh no evil. Meaning the decision would not create evil, is not born out of evil. This one is a very simple one. Praise the Lord. You're making the choice, not out of a bad intention. That choice is not from God. Next one, verse 6. It says, love rejoiceth not in what? Let me give you one more for that provocation. Remember Moses and the children of Israel? What caused him entering the promised land? He made a decision because he was provoked. Do you remember? God said, speak to the rock. And when they were, you know, it's very interesting when you read it. The children were always complaining. We've been reading Exodus. It's like they don't know how to ask. They just complain. And so they complained the first time. And God told Moses, go and strike the rock. And God was angry that time. The second time, God wasn't even angry. God said, Moses, okay, it's okay. Just call them and talk. It was Moses that was not hungry. He said, must God give you water out of the rock? In him, passionate zeal. He made a decision because he was provoked. In Deuteronomy, when he was talking to you, he said, because of you, I can't enter the promised land. But it wasn't because of them. Because the ones he was talking to entered. It was because he was provoked. So at times, people might provoke you. It's true. Jesus said offenses would come. The Bible says the Pharisees provoked Jesus to speak many things. But in that state of provocation, go and calm down. Are you in this place? We know why you were provoked. You say, what is that land? What is that land? And we buy it. What is that land? When you go back home, rest. I know they buy it. Because you waste money now. For no good reason. Are you in this place? Yeah. He said, I will beat you. I will beat you. 3 p.m. Costain Field. You go meet tomorrow. If they try me, after you've gone back home and calm down, put off your phone. Don't meet any. So I must keep my word, not that one. Before we meet you in the ward, hospital ward. Praise the Lord. It says, love rejoiceth not in iniquity. That decision, is it a wrong one? Is it sinful? Is it sinful? They're carrying you somewhere to go and sleep with man, so they'll give you 50K per day. You think about it. Never think about that. That is, in fact, that anybody brought that suggestion to you should offend you. should offend you. It's not possible. I can't believe it. It's not possible. Nobody can bring that decision to you. Or someone says, you know, something is hard. Make we try the Yahoo way this year, 2025. Praise the Lord. It's the way of Yahoo. You say, no, it's my year of fullness. Are you in this place? Because it is iniquity. And that one, the punishment from God, is doing press up. So it says, love rejoices not. So any decision made that is sinful, don't make it. Don't let them talk to you. Don't let them convince you. Some people are what? Convincing. They can convince you that it's not bad. Now, colonialism. The money when the thief runs out, the thief back with the Avenger, my papa. You know what God said? He said he does not visit the iniquity of the fathers on the children. The people that you're stealing from, they're the ones that came. You, were you even going to lie? Why are you lying? That is the voice of Satan. So he says, rejoice. And then doing the wrong things because of money is shallow. We learned that during crossover. When you have gotten all the money, he told us about the people who are rich in this world and they are unbelievers. All they can do with their money as they grow old, it dawns on them that the money would remain, they will go. Someone that did not work for it will get everything. So the Bible says what? They start naming streets after themselves. They still care what people think about them after they die. What bondage? No, the people like that, they're about to die. They will say, this person must not come to my burial. Well, I've seen it. Even in death, they are not free. It says that's all they have because they know they don't have life. They don't have long life. So after they've gotten all the money, you have, I told you, buy all the cars. Not only one if you enter, drive. No life. Not just that. And then he tells us that after these people who are famous in the world, name streets after themselves, name universities, museums after themselves, praise the Lord, are gone. Let's look at that Proverbs 49 verse 13. I like the way KJV put it. It says, this their way is their folly. The rich people of this world. It says, this their thinking is their foolishness. Yet their posterity approved their sayings. Yet people will look at the guy because he lived 1920 and start quoting him. The great person said this. Someone that went, the only thing he had left is street name. That tomorrow the government can change. That's the only thing. Or a statue that does not look like him. Yet, look at it. He says, people quote these people. Why don't you quote the one who died and came out of death? The one whose words will give you life. The life that they don't have. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. You know life can be heard. Why don't you speak that one? You're quoting people that were confused. Say, not me. All right, my point is, it says, love rejoices not in iniquity. Any decision that will make you do the wrong thing, sin against God, sin. Because people don't like mentioning sin again. It's sinful. Don't do it. Praise the Lord. Go back there. We're ending now. Verse 6, 1 Corinthians 13. It says, but rejoiceth in the truth. So this decision would push the truth. The word of God is truth. Praise the Lord. This decision does not contradict the word. And it could be a person. Maybe you like someone. Does the person rejoice? He didn't say, does the person agree with truth? People who do bad things agree is bad, meaning they know what is right. He didn't say, look at the standard. It says rejoice. It means that finds truth and is happy about it. That's the right choice. I'm going to say, you know, I read my Bible. I like God. No. Do they rejoice at the word? That's the right choice. Verse 7. It says, love beareth all things. At times, learn to bear. You're working in a company and you know how things are going. And they have never, you know, not paid you salary before. Or maybe this month they delayed a bit. No one come and say, I don't know what's going on. No, how much are they even paying us that they are delaying? I'm going to quit. No. Love dears all things. Praise the Lord. I told you, you don't have an example in the Bible. Who is your example? Is it Joseph that served his master free of charge, was still accused, sent to prison, went there to still serve? Is it Jacob that served how many years? 14 years. Changed his salary 10 times. Did they go like that? No. So who is your example? Is it David that was running until he became king, running for his life? So all of the patriarchs that we see, they knew how to tolerate things. So it's not this year you say, I'm tired, I'm quitting the job. Now you have quit, no work. And this is something I must share with you guys. Most times, some industries are very closed. What that means is that they know themselves. So don't think you can misbehave in one company and go the other place. And you actually put your referral in the former company. Experience. Worked at so-so and so as market. They will go and find out. Most people think that thing is a joke. Some people don't. Nah, just joke. Just with them. Now nobody is calling you. Remember, he says you're serving where you're working. You do it as unto Christ. If they are not paying you, they are not your boss in reality. Christ is. So you learn towards Pierre. Don't just go. Every time angry, you're going now. And the worst part is that people who quit their job without any telling anybody, no job, nothing. But they will not agree. They were right. This is the ego that has kept you there now. You're a person of the spirit. You discern. Is it time to go? No, let's just stay. When it's time, we'll know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, so people can come to you like Job's wife, curse God and die. Quit that job. What did they do you? But there. Except it is consistent with their character to be misbehaving. But ensure it is not consistent with your own character to be quitting jobs. Look at your CV. 1 month, 1 month, 1 month, 1 month. Nobody will call you. Why? 1 month means they invested 2 weeks in you and you left. Which company wants to waste investment? Praise the Lord. Yeah. It says, love believeth all things. Believe the man can change. Believe the woman can change. You don't rush for a separation or divorce. Except they are beating you, then. I will know how to do that one. Praise the Lord. But if it's on something else, it says, believe the best. Are you seeing that? Believe the best. Don't give up on the child. Don't make some this year, I've given up on you. You're not living in my house again. No, he says love believes all things, hopes. You have hope that there will be a change. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't see all the school fees that they pay. So what you get? They get 2 over 60. You know they go to school again. Apprentice. No. Hope for the best. And then endure it all things. So we live in a world that everything is flashy. People cannot do anything in peace again without announcing it to the world. Just got my new bag. Glory to God. You take the picture. You just wonder. At times, it's so believable. All right? Their first reaction is so believable. Until you remember that someone is recording this thing. At times, you have to remind yourself, who they record them? Meaning that it's not true. But if you see that often, it will influence you. There's a tendency to always want to show that, you know, you're progressing in your career. The tendency to you moved on. And there are evil words like that. If they don't respect you, leave that place. Talking about marriage, oh. And take the picture, the video. Life without disrespect. Satanic media. You too. Now the person doesn't greet you. You've already seen yourself. Life without no. Love endures. There are decisions that you make to endure. Praise the Lord. Are you in this place? So if someone comes and brings a word to you and say, this is the last time. This is the last time being in that place. No, he said, let me test it. You go and measure it with 1 Corinthians 13. if it doesn't fit the standard, you said, peace be unto you. Bye. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And some people lie. Some people put fear in others. The Bible tells us that Jesus was on his own. Some Pharisees came to tell him that Herod wanted to kill him, he should run. Think of, imagine if Jesus had run. Our Lord Jesus running, they want to kill you. Even when they came to arrest him to finally kill him, he stood. But he knew they were lying. Because in Luke 9, the Bible says Herod sought to see Jesus. He thought it was John the Baptist that had resurrected. Then in Luke 23, when he saw him, he wanted him to do magic. Oh yeah. Increase the hand. Do. The Bible says Jesus did nothing. He was so disappointed. They were the ones that wore him robe. It was Herod's robe. Put it on him. Oh yeah, do something. Do something. He didn't. He sent him back to Pilate. Carry this one and go. So they were lying. And Jesus said, go and tell that fox, I'm here. Day one, day two. And in case he doesn't find me, I'm going to Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just gave you a summary, but this is something because we have individual, you know, peculiarities. So this year, no matter the decision you want to make, pause. Go to the standard. Check it. Are you in this place? Measure it. Does it pass this test? The Bible says, test the spirit, and the spirit must pass the test. Are you in this place? Does it pass the test of love? If it doesn't, let's pause it. If it does, you go ahead. Are you in this place? Why didn't Jesus let their provocation get to him? Because he was on that cross out of love. Are you seeing that? It was a test of his love. They wanted him to be provoked by his disdain for them, but he loved us too much. So he remained there. Are you in this place? And now, thousands of years later, we know it was the right choice. That's why we are gathered together. Passed the test of love. So you want to make a decision this year, and the next 5 years, we know it is the right decision. It must pass the test of love. Say, thank you, Father. Thank you for your word that has come to us, that has come to me, directing me, causing me to walk in wisdom, clarity, causing me to make the right choices, to make the best decisions. Thank you, because I am not swayed by different voices, but I stand firm. This year, some of you might have business partners and different partners. This is also a yardstick with which you use to measure. That boss that is bringing that idea but gets angry easily should not be your partner in business. Are you in this place? And you will not regret it. So use this standard for people also. So you know those that you enter long-term relationship with and those that you should avoid. That person that is not kind should not be your partner. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This year you have to reduce the mistakes in your decision-making to zero. Are you in this place? There is no other way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.